in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
South Africans have been aware for quite some time about the declining state of the country. Many civil society groups, as well as citizens, individual citizens, have been speaking out about this, and various initiatives have been taken and are being taken to try and address the issues. But the challenges are there in front of us, and what the electorate has to think about seriously is who should come into office or be elected into power so that the problems that face us can be addressed, that they can be resolved. Because we don't need to keep on re-electing a government or a political party that has continuously failed us in the past. What needs to happen in the next elections is to elect a government that is going to fix the current problems. Even if the current ruling party claims that it is going to renew the party, that it will address the issues or is addressing the issues, the reality is that they've had 30 years to do it.
With that said, South Africans have for years been asking for change. And given what you've just said, what is change in this current landscape that we find ourselves in?
Change has to mean that you cannot continue doing the same thing that you have been doing for all these years and expect a different result. You have to change in terms of what your actions are going to be. So clearly, the issue is that we have to come up with new strategies and new action plans. So the citizens have been having to deal with the issues themselves. They've been resolving issues where they can. They've been trying to fix their problems where they can. But they cannot do this forever. So effectively what that means is change on the one hand is coming from citizens themselves. But the other level of change has to be who we elect into government so that from that level change happens. So you need a new government. Whether it is coalition government, whether it is, you know, a party that gets the maximum number of votes, but a party that, you know, is someone new that is being given a chance to run the country. So this is what we actually have to think about. Citizens have to come together with the state, and both entities, and both the citizens and the state, have to work together to fix this country. Because increasingly we're seeing people, you know, leaving the country. Young people don't have opportunities. The unemployment rate is getting, you know, worse by the day. The violence is getting worse by the day. We have an opportunity to rescue the country or change.
Do you think that South Africans are actually brave enough to make the change?
We have to be brave enough to realize that if we don't make a change, this country is on the edge of a precipice, you know. We're going to fall over the proverbial cliff if we don't make the changes that are required. Imagine if we have a situation where you have 18 to 24 hours of no power. Right? I know that's been quite dramatic. But can a country run without, you know, such long periods without power? And of course, now they're talking about bringing in all kinds of other means of generating electricity, etc., etc. Can we have a country where you have such large levels of youth unemployment, where young people are just sitting around doing nothing? What's going to happen? There's going to be increased crime. There's going to be increased levels of violence.
I think with electioneering, that's going to be ramped up in the next year or few months before the elections. How would you then caution the public against politicking?
In areas where communities are vulnerable, they have to actually think very clearly about this and not be seduced by empty promises and empty rhetoric that, you know, continues to be fed to them. The parties come and campaign, and then they disappear for another couple of years, may appear occasionally whenever there's loud enough noises that are being made to try and hold them accountable. Political literacy is very important. Citizen education.
Newsbreak. Lotus FM. Powered by SABC News.